Governor Andrew Cuomo reacted angrily to news that a new plan to be released by Republicans in the U.S. Senate will not include aid to states and local governments hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Republicans who hold the majority in the U.S. Senate are unlikely to propose additional money in their federal stimulus proposal for state and local governments who are suffering economic impact from the COVID-19 pandemic. Democrats who are in charge in the House want to include up to $1 trillion worth of the aid. Cuomo is one of several governors calling for help to close their state's multi-billion dollar deficits. In New York, the over $13 billion gap is mainly due to plummeting state revenues. When most businesses shut down this spring, many have only partially reopened. He says he's disappointed by the GOP plan.
I think it's devastating news for the entire country.
Cuomo continues to make the argument that the federal government benefits from states like New York, which gives more money in taxes than it receives back. The governor in the past has feuded publicly with Senate Leader Mitch McConnell, and he called out the Senate leader as well as Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who has also opposed giving more aid to Democratic-led states.
Mitch McConnell, Rand Paul are federal bagmen, to use a different expression. They take more federal money for their state than they put in. They've been taking New Yorkers' money for years, putting it in a bag in Washington and bringing it home to their state.
Cuomo has threatened to slash aid to schools, local governments, and hospitals by as much as 20% if the federal aid does not materialize. On Sunday, he said he might have to follow through with those plans in as little as 2 weeks.
The drop-dead date is this round that we're in now.
Earlier, though, Cuomo said that if the state had to, it could go as long as late August before final decisions on how to balance the state budget have to be made. A spokesman for the governor's division of the budget later clarified that while the next 2 weeks are crucial in determining what Congress will do, the state could last a little longer without making further cuts because it's already enacted a number of belt-tightening measures, like freezing workers' pay and temporarily banning new state contracts or new hires. The governor's remarks come as the rate of the virus continues to remain low in New York, with a 1.06 rate of transmission and 11 deaths from the virus on July 26th. Visitors from 31 other states with high rates of infection are required to quarantine upon arrival. The governor warned that compliance with safety rules, including mask wearing and social distancing, is key. He says 27 bars and restaurants in the downstate area were issued notices on Sunday for violating limits on the number of people at gatherings. That brings the total number of tickets issued over the weekend to 132. Cuomo says repeated violations could mean a loss of the business's liquor license. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.